Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how much you should spend on content promotion. So this one's interesting. And this is actually a question I asked directly to Larry Kim, who is actually one of the co-founders of WordStream. And he does a lot of content promotion. And he's pretty well versed when it comes to the world of paid advertising, because his company is focused on paid advertising. So my point is, I talked to him about it because he had a really good presentation at the Growth Hackers conference, a couple months ago. And, he's basically saying that whenever he pushes out a new piece of content, he's trying to find the unicorns out there. So a unicorn could be something that has, really high engagement rates. We're talking 5-10% or so, depending on your industry. And, he's pushing $50 each time to each of these. And right, he's just investing a little here, to see what has, a lot of potential. Kind of like, when you're playing Limit Texas Hold'em and you're going to put in a little money each time because, any two cards have potential and it's only limit. And, it's a fast way to lose money, but you just look for one thing that's going to take off and you can go all in on it eventually. So that's one way to go about it. Just $50 a pop. Neil, what do you do?
There's two ways to think about it, right? With content promotion, you should be spending 50% of your time writing your content, 50% of your time promoting it. Some people do 20% of their time writing it, 80% of the time promoting it. You can pick whatever percentage, but at least half of it should be on content promotion. So you can either do it two ways, in which one, you spend the time, or two, you spend the money. If you want a shortcut, you can try boosting your posts on Facebook. You can try driving some AdWords traffic to it. You can try driving some Pinterest traffic or some Quora traffic, or even do some StumbleUpon traffic. All works from there. Some of it may work better than others, but you can figure out what works for you and if you can actually generate a ROI from it. The second aspect is, if you don't want to spend the money, you can still promote your content, but you're going to have to do it with your time. For example, you can Google all the similar related content. You can go to search.twitter.com, put in a URL of a similar article, find all of those people's email addresses who tweet out your competitor stuff, and you can shoot them a simple email like, "Hey, so-and-so, I noticed you wrote," or "Hey, so-and-so, I noticed you shared X, Y, and Z article by author A, B, and C. I have a similar article called 1, 2, and 3, and mine covers this, that, and the other. If you like it, feel free and share it. Thanks." And that's it, right? So you can try that. Or for all the people that you link out to within your post, you can just shoot them an email like, "Hey, Eric, I have to say I'm a huge fan of yourself, so much so that I even linked out to you from my latest blog post. Feel free and check it out here. Cheers, Neil. P.S. If you shared it, it just wouldn't make my day. It would make my year." So either spend money or spend time promoting your content.
Yeah, I think if you're starting out, I remember the early days, I would just reach out to people. Actually, Neil was one of the early guys that I reached out to see if he would promote my stuff. And this is back when Growth Everywhere was actually, my Twitter handle is ericosu.com. And he would actually tweet my stuff out. So I would just actually reach out to a lot of different people and just make sure your content's good. You're doing a lot of hand-to-hand combat in the beginning. But even when you start to push some money towards it, I mean, even if you spend $30 a month, you can spend $1 a day on Facebook, right, to make it work for you. And if you want to look for a framework, because we all like frameworks, you could just Google $1 a day. And this is a strategy from Dennis Yu over at Blitz Metrics. And this is something he talks about frequently. And actually, from one of my properties, I spent $1 a day on it, right? And it actually works because, after I started doing that, my Google traffic went up. I'm not going to say that's the only signal, but hey, it worked out for me. So I'm continuing to spend that $1 a day. And, for the posts that we have over at SingleGrain, whenever we publish something new, we spend about $25 to $30 or so, and we're looking for something to take off. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be that way. I mean, just look at your analytics, look at your Facebook insights, and then maybe you can invest in the ones that are, truly standing out. from an organic perspective, and then, you know, crank up the budget from there. So, you know, content promotion, I think it's really important. A lot of people tend to forget about it. They just publish it and they say content marketing doesn't work. Well, you know, content marketing doesn't work for you because you're not promoting it, right? And, you know, you're not entitled to get visitors just because you spent time on producing something. You actually need to spend the time on actually selling it too, right? It's like, it's almost the same thing as, you know, when you create a new product, right? So, or a service. Same, you know, people are like, I create this new product, it's great, but, you know, the ones that fail are often the people that fail to sell themselves, right? So same thing here, your content needs to go out there, you need to collect some sales for your content, right, for it to grow. So Neil, do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, so that's it for today. And before we go, we have a 1-year annual subscription of Crazy Egg to give away, which is a heat mapping analytics tool. So if you want to get in on this, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway. We're doing one giveaway every single day for the next year, and you can actually get multiple entries. So go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.